Okay, we have a really extraordinary deep dive for you today.
It's a wild one.
Yeah, it's based on maybe the most chaotic single source we've ever had to process. It's just one dusty, low-quality audio tape.
Right, found years ago in a cardboard box deep inside some remote cabin in Alaska's Girdwood Valley.
And this dive is straight into the mind of the person who made it, a cultural critic known only as Mochi.
And we really have to place this in context for you. I mean, Mochi eventually got known for running a pirate radio show up in Alaska.
Right, 88.5 Glacier City Radio in the late 90s.
Exactly. But this tape, it's from before that. It's 1996, and Mochi was living in Seattle.
Imagine a philosophical treatise, some intense emotional poetry, and snippets from a fragmented radio broadcast all just colliding into this one single monologue.
It feels like an emergency transmission.
It really does.
And our mission today is to pull apart the central, I think, brutal tension that fuels this entire document.
Okay.
It's this conflict between the crushing, suffocating system Mochi calls civilization and this desperate, visceral cry for radical
It's her
individuality.
untamed experience, that animal nature he mentions.
Exactly, the part that's been suppressed.
And what makes this so compelling is how the material itself embodies that conflict. You have this searing anti-capitalist social critique,
Deep indictment of modern life, yeah.
and yet it's constantly being undermined by the sound of the very machine it's criticizing.
You mean the sales pitch?
Yes, it changes everything.
It's the core of the whole conflict. While he was recording this incredibly developed, poetic, furious critique of modern culture, he was working.
He was selling Pepsi.
Selling Pepsi at Seattle Mariner baseball games. At the Kingdom.
That is just the ultimate collision of worlds. So our mission today is to analyze this immense internal contradiction.
It's a real trip.
The tape is just this unstable mix of high-minded philosophy Mochi calling civilization a waking dream and a state of mass insanity. And it's all mashed up with these personal confessions, music, and just the incessant maddening sound of him actually doing his job.
Yeah, we're basically uncovering the analysis of this critical observer who was forced to stand right in the middle of the crowd and, peddle sugar water to the very people he was diagnosing.
You could say the irony is kind of the fuel for the whole tape.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's what gives his critique its immediacy, its bite. Mochi isn't, observing from some ivory tower.
Yeah.
He is in the thick of it, selling soda.
So let's set the stage. Seattle, circa 1996. He opens the tape describing the landscape.
Yeah, the buildings are rising into the sky, all concrete.
The elevated roads are just choked with rushing automobiles, and then down in the harbor, the water is stagnant with debris, foul and floating.
It's not a picture of progress at all. It feels more like a sensory attack, you know? It's
Warmth.
overwhelming.
And right away, he counters that concrete sprawl with this one single powerful image.
The lone totem pole in the park.
Yeah.
Mochi describes the ancient spirits of the ancestors beneath it, looking right past the modern spectacle.
The huge ferries, the cranes, the tourists buying food and trinkets.
Looking past all of it, and their gaze is fixed on the distant snow-capped mountains on the horizon.
So that totem pole is clearly standing in for an authenticity that he feels is just completely gone.
It's a spiritual tether, one that's been severed. And he uses this physical setting to launch directly into his whole critique of what he calls the waking dream of civilization.
Right.
He argues that in this dream, people are clothed, perfumed, pierced, but they're also enslaved to the duty of economics.
They're kept in a state of what he calls addictive anxiety.
Exactly, always running towards some finish line of maturity and completion that, they're never actually going to reach.
So he's suggesting that the modern person isn't really a person anymore, but like a set of behaviors designed to serve a system.
That's exactly where he brings in the pattern which takes the place of the person.
The pattern.
Yeah, Mochi sees this pattern as, social expectation, the job title, your consumer identity, the whole standardized template of modern life.
So we're not free individuals.
No, we are domesticated to meet the needs of the larger herd of civilized man, conforming to this necessary pattern. He even sees nature, the trees, the grass, the squirrel, the crow, as these silent, unconscious reminders of a natural world that hasn't been completely paved over yet.
Okay, now this is where Mochi turns that same lens on people in a way that is incredibly challenging.
For sure.
He applies that exact same framework to the homeless population he sees. He actually compares them to pigeons and crows.
He calls them scavengers. Yeah.
This is not a voice of charity. This is a fierce and honestly a pretty controversial critique of societal stagnation.
It's a harsh perspective and one that absolutely demands debate. Mochi argues that the effortless collecting of spare change charity itself actually domesticates them further.
So it stagnates their spiritual growth and motivation.
That's his argument. He sees them as spiritual refugees who are a mirror to the wealthier spiritual refugees who have money to spare.
But doesn't that risk shifting the blame from the massive exploitative system he just described onto the victims of that system?
It's a fair charge, and I think Mochi knows it's provocative.
No.
But he's trying to establish a universal principle. That effortlessness, whether it's the comfort that comes with wealth or the ease of collecting spare change, it leads to spiritual atrophy.
Okay.
For Mochi, the real goal is individual growth and transformation. And he sees both the system and the easy outs it provides as actively stopping that growth. The spiritual rot, in his view, is systemic. It affects everyone who avoids genuine struggle.
Which gives us the perfect, if deeply ironic, transition to his own place of struggle, the kingdom.
Right.
Mochi's right there, pushing his sugar water to what he contemptuously calls the well-fed, overbred herd.
And they're just pouring their souls and emotions into cheering for make-believe heroes during a baseball game.
While their own lives are left, as he puts it, empty and craving for more manufactured excitement.
This is really the peak of his personal contradiction. He's observing this massive public ritual, a spectacle that exists purely for distraction, and he's a necessary part of feeding that distraction.
Yeah.
He says that this crowd scorns all that is not sanitized and neatly packaged. They've traded genuine danger for this hyper-controlled comfort.
He has such vivid language for it. He says the crowd reduces all real risk to the small square they must pass through on the way to their parked isolation mobiles.
Isolation mobiles. What a fantastic piece of 1996 social commentary.
That's perfect.
And Mochi argues that this hyper-sanitized life, this avoidance of risk and discomfort, has a massive spiritual cost. He links the rise in disease and depression directly to this lack of contact, lack of experience, lack of growth, lack of evolution's breath upon their neck.
So they're spiritually suffocating because they've outsourced all risk.
And all responsibility. Which leads right to his personal run-in with authority. He tells this story about a police officer telling him to step back to the curb when there were zero cars in sight.
And that small detail is just profoundly important to his whole philosophy.
It crystallizes his entire resentment. He hates having to give up his integrity and experience to a proxy authority figure.
Right.
He sees the police not as a real protective force, but as an organization that's literally just mopping up the mess created by the exploitative economic system he's stuck in.
And this brings us to the core of his economic philosophy. It's stated very quickly on the tape, but it carries so much weight.
Yeah, he believes wealth itself is an illusion, just hoarded by the few.
And that this hoarding necessitates an underclass to make the wealth seem worth striving for.
He's arguing the structure is predatory by design. So if you, as an individual, decide to reject accumulation, if you just want to contemplate your being, the system has no way to deal with you.
Except to marginalize you?
Exactly. Mochi says you're instantly labeled a slacker and a bum. You're ostracized. And you're often driven to self-negating behaviors like alcoholism or drug abuse, just to numb the pain of being outside the pattern.
The city itself becomes the mechanism for enforcing this conformity, which he just calls mass insanity. And he really zeroes in on 90s club culture.
Oh, yeah. He says the fashion police rule, forcing everyone to conform.
Individuality, he argues, is replaced with a fashionable myth.
Where everyone just becomes a composite of mass media trends, real spontaneous connection is discouraged because you always have to present this perfect, compliant exterior.
Which is why, he concludes, the only honest option left for him is to dance alone.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the external blight and the internal rot. Mochi's soul, he says, cries out for the mountains. But his escape plan is also, well, it's pretty conflicted.
Right. He's not seeking some romanticized aboriginal connection. He says he's taking food from the supermarket and then going to the woods.
He's a product of the world he's trying to escape.
Absolutely. And his ultimate goal is transformation through connection. He says he is seeking a mate to procreate with, to bring forth a child, to teach me the ways obscured by my conditioning.
He wants the child to teach him how to unlearn the pattern.
Yeah.
And that need for radical escape is just brilliantly captured in the music segment that follows, the lyrics of Change the Locks.
It's the sound of total retreat.
Changing the locks, changing the phone number, changing the car, the clothes, even the name of this town. He's trying to sever all ties with this pursuing you.
Which is both a specific person and, you know, the system itself.
But Mochi isn't just offering a personal exit strategy. He gives a radical prescription for society.
Right.
His call to action, his 5-point plan, is maybe the most important part of the tape.
It's so specific and startlingly practical for a philosopher.
Okay, so the first 2 points are about awareness and consumer choice. 1, wake up and demand a better life. 2, stop giving money to the madmen, alcohol, cigarettes, McDonald's. Stop fueling the machine.
And then he gets down to brass tacks. 3 is self-sufficiency, which he states so bluntly. Brew your own beer. Grow weed in a garden for food.
It's not a suggestion. It's a mandate to reclaim the means of survival.
Right. And he sees those industries, food, alcohol, drugs, as key tools of the system that profit from addiction and keep people docile.
So by brewing your own beer and growing your own food, you're not only depriving the madmen of money, you're also disciplining yourself.
Exactly. Which is 5. Discipline the addictive self, which is addicted to comfort, conformity, and convenience. And 4 ties it all together. Reclaim life by focusing on food, clothing, shelter, and a community of love. Explicitly reject material excess.
So he sees the entire system as a self-imposed dream pattern. And the only way out is to embrace a difficult life of total self-reliance.
For sure. And the ultimate goal of all this is removing fear. He offers this amazing challenge. Death is only feared when you are not living awake.
Okay, and this is where the tape structure makes everything so much more profound. Immediately after this intense manifesto, Mochi just launches into this heartfelt, almost painful, long-distance dedication.
To Tanya in Venice, Italy. He's pouring his heart out, saying how much he misses her, how insane the city feels without her.
He's detailing this desperate human need for connection, for that community of love he just prescribed.
Yeah, he says he can't think of anything else he wants to do except be with her.
And then, without any warning, the tape just slams you back into his reality.
Instantly.
You just hear the repetitive, transactional grind of his job. You hear, ice cold Pepsi here, Diet Pepsi, $3, thank you, cut. Ice cold Pepsi here.
The philosophical sublime of radical self-awakening is just constantly undercut by the ridiculous, mundane need to peddle sugar water.
The irony is so jarring. He's trapped in the exact consumer mechanism he just diagnosed as mass insanity.
And every single transaction feels like a betrayal of his own philosophy. That structural chaos, the abrupt cutting from deep thought to soda honking, that is Mochi's life story in a nutshell.
And if that wasn't enough contradiction, he actively brings in these politically charged hip-hop segments that validate his critique.
Specifically tracks from the Wu-Tang Clan. Method Man, You Got.
Right. And he's using this as proof that the system is broken, that his critique isn't just some isolated thought. The lyrics he chooses are laser-focused on the real-world costs of the system.
They hit on high incarceration numbers. My brother's is locked down with high numbers. And the cycle of poverty and early death, early grave victims of worldly ways.
What's so significant is that he's using this specific counterculture music, not just for flavor, but as a shared denunciation of the structure. And it gets explicitly political when the lyrics break down the American flag's colors.
They argue that the blue represents the police, the red is just a blush, and the white is for the cops.
And the stars come from the club for the slug.
It's a scathing indictment.
Okay.
It says the system is inherently built on violence and oppression. And Mochi, the Pepsi vendor, is using the voices of those most victimized by the pattern to validate his own deep existential pain.
But then, just when you think you have a handle on it, the final layer of tragic absurdity is thrown in.
The call-in segment.
Mochi includes a call from a listener named Calvin. And what great philosophical quandary is Calvin wrestling with?
Petty relationship drama.
Involving people named Jason, Audrey, and Susie.
And the hosts on the tape itself, probably Mochi and a co-host, are clearly annoyed. They criticize Calvin, saying this is not compelling radio and that it's making one of them want to kill myself.
But they still give him advice. They tell him to share the wealth of his time and stay in school.
It's incredible.
When I first heard that, Calvin's mundane drama right in the middle of Mochi's crisis, the triviality was almost painful. Why would he include what he himself called uncompelling radio?
Because it perfectly encapsulates the chasm between the existential pain Moshi is feeling and the trivial concerns of the waking civilized dream. Moshi is offering a life or death diagnosis for the soul of civilization. And the caller is worried about who Jason is dating. It just shows how hard it is to reach the slumbering divine beings he talks about.
They're fully invested in the soap opera, completely missing the larger conflict.
Exactly.
But despite all the anger and the triviality, the tape does pull back from the edge. It ends with the lyrics of Sublime's What I Got.
Loving is what I got.
Yeah. It suggests that Mochi, after exposing all the mass insanity, is ultimately aiming for that simple internal sanity, that core of human connection he hopes can survive the crushing weight of conformity.
He's searching for the internal truth that survives the external chaos.
So Mochi, the philosopher selling sugar water, gives us this full-throated rediction of the civilized world, from the kingdom to the club floor, while being tangled up in its most commercial mechanism. This deep dive really reveals a mind just struggling violently with authenticity and conformity in 1996 Seattle.
And the tension here is just immense. I mean, Mochi issues this radical call for self-sufficiency. Brew your own beer. Grow weed in a garden for food, and it's driven by an anti-charity view to prevent spiritual stagnation.
Right.
But at the same time, he desperately needs a community of love, and he explicitly says all people should be fed, clothed, and sheltered. He wants collective equity, but he prescribes radical individualism.
So it raises a really important question.
It does. In a modern context, can true radical individuality and collective equity exist at the same time? Or is one always going to be sacrificed to the pattern?
Mochi's source material seems to suggest the pattern is of our own making, that we are the divine beings who are just slumbering. If that's the case, then we have to look at the locks we need to change. So for you listening today, what tiny mundane convenience or conformity, the spiritual equivalent of buying a $3 Pepsi from a vendor you barely even notice, is the one lock you need to change today to truly begin to awaken.
Thinking of to dinner. It's a new lover, and the coffee's so bitter and black. Your fingerprints, they cover this knife sticking out of my back. You overlook the fine detail. You should have worn your gloves. And now I got a girl in jail, and a house for sale, and a heart disease called love.
KMIC, KMIC, Mochi Live, broadcasting from Seattle. It's a rainy day here, all gray outside. Mochi's getting ready to move. Take KMIC on the road. Stacked upon each other, rim the harbor, stagnant water with debris foul and floating, and in a park, a lone totem pole stands. Beneath it, the ancestors of the people who once called this place home sit a reflection of the urban blight that rises all around them. Silent they sit and look out past the ferries and the giant cranes and barges, and past the people walking the paved waterside buying food and trinkets. Past them all they gaze to the mountains, cloud-rimmed and snow-capped on the opposite side of the sound. The sky filled with clouds. And contrails of the steelbirds full of people flying into and out of this megapolis of Seattle. Millions of people maintaining the waking dream of civilization. Where is the animal in all of this? Clothed, perfumed, pierced, enslaved to the duty of economics. Rush, rush, here, there, entertained, detained, maintained in the state of addictive anxiety. Forever out of reach of maturity and completion. In bondage to a system born long before they were born. Conformed to the pattern which takes the place of the person. Trees and grass and squirrel and crow and pigeon and gull are ever present, reminding those aware of the natural world which is not yet obliterated by the civilization process, unconscious reminders that we are of the world, of the planet, of nature, our animals ourselves, domesticated to meet the needs of the larger herd of civilized man. I wander this, not as lost as the homeless who sit on the streets and beg for change. They are no different than the pigeons and crows, scavengers surviving in a way most easy for them. No effort involved. Don't feed the humans. They become domesticated and lose motive to spur them into further growth. Growth is stagnated by the spare change they effortlessly collect to sustain their needs. Humans refuse, mirroring the spiritual refuse of those who's with change to spare. I cannot find my niche here within the city. My soul cries out for the mountains across the water. I seek solace there, but not as an aboriginal living off the land. I take from the supermarket and make my way to the woods to ease the insanity in my soul, amongst the trees and rivers and stones. I cry out for human companionship and creativity, seeking to explore the depths of my dreams and my animal nature that has been slumbering in the 32 years of this waking civilized dream. I seek a mate to procreate with, to bring forth a child, to teach me the ways obscured by my conditioning. I look at the proud faces beneath the totem poles, souls scarred by the insensitivity of the civilized world, which cannot value what it does not know. I walk onto the dome where I sell sugar water to the well-fed, overbred herd who make up the main body and perpetrators of this waking nightmare we call civilization. Who scorn all that is not sanitized and neatly packaged and placed within that well-defined categories and limits. Scrubbed clean with pockets full of money to waste on food and drink while cheering on the make-believe heroes of a baseball game. Winning and losing, runs and outs, and emotions wasted and expunged to leave the soul empty and craving for more. All reality bought and sold, nothing strived for or risked, all danger reduced to the square they must pass through on the way to their parked isolation mobiles, which shuttle them from box to box, keeping the world at bay behind locked doors and glass windows, and paved underneath the concrete. Is it any wonder there is so much disease, so much depression? Souls are suffering from lack of contact, lack of experience, lack of growth, lack of evolution's breath upon their neck. The products of our society are criminalized in the hope that they will go away, that some other authority can subjugate that which is the result of our inactivity. A policeman tells me to step back to the curb even though there are no cars in sight, insulting my ability to navigate the streets on my own, like I need a cop to tell me when to cross the street. I resent the giving up of my integrity and experience to a proxy so I will not have to confront the results of my actions. Work a job that exploits the world and puts people on the streets and have police to mop up the mess I create with my actions. The streets would be safe if the world we lived in was fair and just to all and did not exploit and hoard the wealth as a privilege of the few, which necessitates an underclass to contrast with the wealth and make it seem a desirable thing to strive for. All people should be fed, clothed, and sheltered and given a meaningful task to perform, which will give pride in the awareness of self and empower the individual to the potentials of his being. Wealth is an illusion, and those who do not buy into the illusion are left with few alternatives, none of which are supported by the exploitative capitalistic economic system. A man who desires to contemplate his being and not accumulate material wealth and achieve status is labeled a slacker and a bum, and is ostracized by the conformity of the community and suffers in his self-image, and then is led by the addictive nature of our culture to seek solace on alcoholism, drug abuse, sex abuse, some kind of self-negating behavior which is in line with the vibrations projected at him by the conformed herd at large. Cities are places of mass insanity taken to extreme measure. In a club to listen to a band, the fashion police rule and judging vibes pervade, stamping out all instances of true identity-seeking self-expression. styles of dance are mimicked and judged, and the patron who comes just to dance to seek a communion with his fellow human is instead immersed in a negative vibe of judging and aloofness and coolness, and all goes back to reinforce the herd-like mentality which enables subhumans to exist and maintain the insanity of their lifestyles. Celebrity is filtered down to the individual, with each person pretending he or she is fashionable and famous rather than celebrating the unique individuality of the individual. The individual is reduced to a composite of the socially fashionable trends of the present moment, and nothing new or novel occurs without becoming a part of ridicule and contempt. Individuality is replaced with the fashionable myth, and what is truly individual is reduced to the trash heap of discarded humanity. I dance alone, because to dance with someone requires spontaneity and a connection and an identification with what is real in oneself, and that above all is what is discouraged in our social culture. All individuality is already described and prescribed according to the set and prearranged mass media ads and TV and movie images, and to be cool is to parrot the look that is currently fashionable, and the social game consists of labeling and placing of authentic individuals into the prescribed categories, reaffirming that nothing is new, that all are sheep like me, and thus I don't have to think and be real, and can remain a slave to my addictions. Come on and dance with me, let go of your illusions and just be, that a smile wanting to appear in your face, with girl let it out. Let go of your fancy threads between 420 Love and Maktoub, the two band, three girls set on stage, and odd, highly stylized dance moves to a pre-recorded soundtrack. As the sheep sit and gaze, what the fuck is this? I peer over my purple iced tea, why can't they dance to the live music? Why are they on stage commanding attention? Which one rules in the city? The trickster is the celebrity in our culture. No self is validated unless we are separated into performer and audience. A blurring of the two is the fear of death that Chuan holds over the head of the imprisoned self. Chuan has imprisoned Ok and made him dance to his demands, and like children who have not been weaned, we cling to the tit which promises everlasting milk if only we continue to suck and seek nowhere else for the life-sustaining milk we so desire. Dancing girls on the stage are a mirror to the dancing Chuan commands of our Ok. We are held in chains of our morality and sexuality, forever children in need of authority in the form of police or rules. Never are we to ever become autonomous beings responsible for our own sexuality and being. Like cops who tell us when it is safe to cross the street, we need fear and morals who tell us what to do with our bodies and our emotions. Experience is negated as the ultimate teacher, and fear rules in its place, fear of what we might become. It is a wonder we were ever born, yet it is not, if we consider this fear as something which we are taught, which we are not educated but are indoctrinated to fit into a pattern that is relatively new in the long, long history of our becoming. A pattern that uses us to suit its purpose, a pattern that will ultimately destroy us if we do not awaken and realize the pattern is our own making and it is not divine. We are the divine beings slumbering with our own self. Imposed dream pattern. Sleep has become necessary to achieve the one tribe, and now that we are on the verge of that accomplishment, it is imperative that we wake up and see that all we find undesirable is our own making, is the result of our belief in the pattern as supreme to our own divinity.
Mochi, getting heavy, reading from Suburban Aborigines here on KMIC, broadcasting live from Seattle.
Knock me off of my feet. I change the kind of car I drive. so you won't find me anywhere. And you won't spot me in a crowd. And you won't call my name. I'm glad I changed the kind of clothes I wear. Change the tracks underneath the train, so you won't find me again. And you won't trace my path. And you won't hear my laugh. I changed the tracks underneath the train.
Rain outside in the city streets, traffic going by endlessly, people doing their Tuesday thing. I feel so alone here and don't want to hang with the street people because they is just hanging, and why the fuck hang here? I came looking for a core group of intelligent people and live in a crack house with locks in the fridge. Hey city people, wake the fuck up and look at the life you live. Is there something you could change? Step into the unknown with nothing but faith in yourself. Nature will provide. Trust in the divine being that you are, that is obscured in your limited beliefs and is begging for your attention with all the pain and fear going on around here. Satan is nothing but your ugly face you pretend not to see, hiding behind your self-perpetuated mass media belief myths. Stop and demand a better life of yourself and make right decisions. Stop giving money to the madmen. Stop buying alcohol and cigarettes at McDonald's. Brew your own beer, grow weed in a garden for food. Put the mass murderers out of business by reclaiming your life. All you need is food, clothing, shelter, and a community of love. Not a lot of money and a fancy house and two cars and expensive clothes. The more elaborate the material excess, the bigger hole in your soul you are trying to fill. Chill, slow down, go back to basics. Feed yourself and the ones you share with. Have a place to sleep. Go mobile. Have faith in the natural process. Change culture by changing yourself. Discipline your addictive self, addicted to comfort, conformity, and convenience. Use the time spent making money to know yourself, your planet, your relationships. Death is only feared when you are not living. Awake.
Thank you.
Mazzy Star on KMIC, Mochi in Seattle, going out to Tanya in Venice, Italy. How you doing, sweet sister? I miss you. I can't think of anything else I want to do except be with you. This city's kind of insane, or maybe it's just me. Come, be together with me.
Trees down fair, and I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square.
Dream, I'll be that, catch a seat at all events, bent in holsters, girls on shoulders, playboy, I told ya, me and Mike to me, lose too much, I lose too much, step on stage, the girls boo too much, I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much, me lose my touch, never that, if I did, ain't no problem, and get the where the true players at,
Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and kick your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, you can see B.I.G. be flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. My phone number, your man, and I can know. I got the dough, got the flow down, Pizzak, Platinum Plus, like Zizak, Dangerous, on Trizak, leave your ass Pizzak.
Cube 93, where every Thursday is a $10,000 Thursday with your Cube 93 rear window sticker.
Pepsi here, ice cold Pepsi, Diet Pepsi. Pepsi? $3?
Two.
$6. Ice cold Pepsi here, Diet Pepsi. Okay.
What do you got there?
$3? $3? It's just Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Three. $3. Thank you. Ice cold Pepsi, Diet Pepsi. Ice cold Pepsi, Diet Pepsi. Excuse me? Oops. Excuse me, sir. All right.
132.
Pepsi! Diet Pepsi! Ice cold Pepsi here! Diet Pepsi! Ice cold Pepsi here, Diet Pepsi. Ice cold Pepsi, 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 Diet Pepsi! Ice cold Pepsi here, Diet Pepsi! Ice cold Pepsi here, Diet Pepsi!
Two Diet Pepsis? $6? Thank you.
Ice cold Pepsi here, Diet Pepsi.
You want to pass this first one down? He'll get it when it gets out there. Do you just want regular or diet? That's for you. This goes down. Straws go down. One for you. Thank you.
Ice cold Pepsi, Diet Pepsi.
You want to pass this down to the guy in front of you? $3?
Diet Pepsi. Diet Pepsi.
Thank you.
Ice cold Pepsi here, Diet Pepsi. Ice cold Pepsi here, Diet Pepsi. Ice cold Pepsi here, Diet Pepsi.
$3?
Ice cold Pepsi, Diet Pepsi. Ice cold Pepsi here, Diet Pepsi. Ice cold Pepsi here, Diet Pepsi. Ice cold Pepsi here, Diet Pepsi.
$3. I'm on my way.
All right, I got three.
Regular diet. Diet or regular? Excuse me, I'm passing down. Sorry about that. Pepsi. $3.
How much?
$3. Thank you. $3. Thank you. Thank you. Regular is all I got. Is that cool? Thank you. I'm invisible.
I'm not the cook, man.
Sorry, man. Thank you. Pepsi here. I spell Pepsi. I spell Pepsi here. Ice cold Pepsi here. Ice cold Pepsi here. Ice cold Pepsi here.
Welcome to American
Oasis. Ice cold Pepsi here. Ice cold Pepsi here. Ice cold Pepsi here. Pass it down.
Okay.
You're our million fan. Congratulations. $6? Thank you. Ice cold Pepsi here. Ice cold Pepsi.
Linda.
One more. Here we go again. Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi! Diet Pepsi!
$3. Excuse me, you want to pass this down? Ice cold Pepsi, Diet Pepsi! Regular diet. What? $6? Ice cold Diet Pepsi here! Ice cold Diet Pepsi! Diet? $3?
Freaking more! Ice cold Diet Pepsi here.
Now you come out here.
Ice cold Diet Pepsi. $3. Thank you. Ice cold Diet Pepsi here. Ice cold Diet Pepsi here. Ice cold Diet Pepsi. Ice cold Diet Pepsi here. Ice cold Diet Pepsi here. Ice cold Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, how about yourself?
Killer Jamie.
Ice cold Diet Pepsi here. Ice cold Diet Pepsi. Ice cold Diet Pepsi here. Ice cold Diet Pepsi here. Ice cold Diet Pepsi here.
Thank you.
You bet.
From the top of his head to the bottom of his split. I told the car the jet went. This wicked pimp was a harlot, but had her trapped up inside the Charlotte web. Two other Susie, oh, with a loosely cigarette. They wet and juicy like lemons. Things the night dinner had the most faithful to get sinning against the women and enjoy to watch places since they destroyed. This unemployed welfare, if he was known, was blameless. Even though she had 100 hit on her nameless obsession, caused me to get the ass cheek injection. Tip lies that she had urinary tract infection. I tried to warn him, embalm him, he some condom. Caused him to get a hunker of all dog without no condom.
You people are all trying to achieve the impossible.
That's exactly what we've done.
But you'll fail. And you'll all die.
If we die, the next generation will fight them too. And the one after them, for as long as they must. And eventually we shall succeed.
Yes, yes, it's the Wu-Tang Clan featuring Method Man, my man, you God, Ghostface Killah, music also from the old Dirty Boop, as well as the RZA, the GZA, Inspector Deck. The whole crew is back together again. It's the double CD, Wu-Tang Forever. We're showcasing it tonight here on the Red Eye. This is Marvin on Cube 93, and we're going to come back with more from this album. Stay tuned.
Cube 93. Become an MC overnight. You know what I'm saying? Better snap out that up dream, man. It takes years for this. Cat in the hat, bad rappers, some doctors, Sue's mother goose. Let's cool-minded.
Stop running up on us again with all that whackish.
Slow it up, man.
Talking about you, MC.
You ain't no MC. Niggas, they made for this. You know what I'm saying? This shit was only built for Cuban links. We told y'all this again back then. And now everybody want to change their up for the name. You know what I'm saying? We come out with a style. Everybody want to imitate our style. And all you producers out there, you know what I'm saying? It's all good to show love. Stop fighting my... You know what I'm saying? Come from your own heart. With this. Know y'all MC, stop biting for my niggas. Again, we told you again, I know the Cuba Link album, don't bite out this. Again, I keep biting. I'ma tell y'all something, man. It's time for the Wu Revolution right here. So I'm just getting across the world, make some up the fist in the hand, and get ready for the triumph, because the gods is here to take over this. This. Where we at? Yo.
This goes for all my brothers and sisters locked down. For all my peoples incarcerated. For those who ain't make it. Yo, in the housing, thousands seen early grave. Victims of worldly ways, memory stays engraved. All my live brothers is locked down with high numbers. The young hunger blind to these lies, they die younger. In this new world, the order slaughter men, women, and children. 10 feet gates surround the building, keep us sealed in. The project, life is like a Vietnam vet. Constant war, sever threats of enemy conquest. Crooked cops call my building complex, that's in the rumble. Streets are like a jungle, can't let my cipher crumble. Vivid thoughts, devils resort to trick knowledge. They kick garbage, lust for chicks and quick dollars. I know the pain the game bring, I did the same thing. Spaced out in the staircase, performing a sting. It's hard to keep control, I bless those who seek a scroll. Trying to reach a whole nation and break the sleeper hold. Not a role model, I walk a hard road to follow. I sold bottles of sorrow, then chose poems and novels. The gospel was told, some souls will swallow whole. Mentally they fold, and they eventually sold. The life and times, deadly like the virus designed. But too minute to dilute the scientist's mind.
You can't party your life away,
drink your life away,
smoke your life away,
your life away,
dream your life away,
scheme your life away,
cause your seeds grow up the same way.
A voice cries from the wilderness of the north, a representation of the families that lost one, or victims of incarceration, or other divisions of the family structure. Youths are injected with serums that leads to skin irritations. Babies being born with disfigurations, experimentations on the faces, their bare variations of mothers that carry the pain of bloodstained streets where sisters mourn and wail. Fifth brothers been slain from hails of gunfire. It lightly begins to rain. Screams of terror are hidden by the passing trains. This can't be little Hussein, his uncle cries as he drops to his nephew's side holding his cane. Just give me a name on who has inflicted this bitter sickness and left us to witness.
Yo. Curses from war, innocent blood spills for days. Soothing garlic ways, hands, Solomon praise. Tree of life, more precious than Ruby's golden game. The wise shall flourish, inherit halls of fame. Crime visions in my blood got me locked in prison. While we die hard living, people whine about religion, vision. Glow spinning, sinning, killing, what's revealing is a never-ending battle with no ending or beginning. Listen, zero process, progress become the hunted. America's most wanted, good life flaunted, wanted. Some love the speed, some satisfied need, some wanna be dead. Down. Young gun seed, jungle breed, the strong must feed. Someone die, someone bleed, one flew astray, and it caught my little seed. Can it be the ice savage trife life? When we grab the knife, the righteous man was beat with many stripes, pipes. Take in my energy, breathe with all the rest, cause the good die young and the hard die best.
You can't party your life away,
drink your life away,
smoke your life away,
your life away,
dream your life away,
scheme your life away,
cause your seeds grow up the same way. Cause your seeds grow up the same way. Cause your seeds grow up the same way.
Love dances and pulling down your pants while your man's on tour. You spending up his advances. Your friends ain't all they do is drink, smoke, and the whole project's a trap in six. You either high school dropouts, 1 to 3 cop outs, 15 years old, shorty to top out. 99 cent beer drinking, stinking. There's so much he starts making. New world order, slave trade, minimum wage, Medicaid. In a double fool of Muslim nowadays. Inside my lab, I'm going mad. Took 2 drags off the bricks. I started breaking down the flag. The blue is for the Crips, the red is for the Bloods. The white's for the cops, and the stars come from the clubs. Or the slugs that ignites through the night by the dawn early light. Why sons fight for the stripes?
As we dwell through this concrete hell, calling it home, I'ma say, take your time, young man, and build your own. Don't wind up like your old dad. Still searching for them glory days he never had. So many bad wanna scheme for American dream. No more kings, the cash rule everything now. We going down, these babies looking up to us. It's up to us, the Million Man March MCs. Get on the bus, but then be greed, lust, and hate. Separate, build a devil mind state. Blood kin cannot relate, no longer. Brothers, we unstable, like Cain when he slew Abel, killing each other.
You can't party your life away,
drink your life away,
smoke your life away,
your life away,
dream your life away,
scheme your life away,
cause your seeds grow.
grow up the same way. Cause your seeds grow up the same way. Cause your seeds grow up the same way.
Okay, well...
Is Audrey a meddling character?
Not really. Actually, I just met Audrey.
Ooh, did you meet her last week at the party?
No, I never really heard of this party.
Weren't invited to the party. Maybe they don't like you. Maybe
come
you're
on.
Not part... Oh, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing.
Well, I barely knew her. But anyway, so I met her through this other girl. Let's see. So I...
This is not compelling radio, Calvin.
Come on, Calvin. Spill it.
Give us something. Tell us something.
Yeah, so I'm trying to go out with Jason.
Okay.
Jason's going out with Mel. Mel wants to go out with Catelyn, Counton, Lights. Oops, I'm sorry.
You're telling us different names.
I am.
Mel is actually Susie, but, you know, we already figured that out, so don't worry about it.
Sorry about that.
That's how it is when you start switching names on the radio. Just
you
get
never
a little crazy.
Can keep up.
For example, my name is actually Dan.
And my actual name is Claire.
Oh,
but it's really hard. You know, we have to keep on remembering to say different names.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard.
So anyway, could you share Jason? Could you share him with a woman? Is there enough of Jason to go around?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not bitter, you're not jealous. So here's what I'm seeing. No big problem, right?
Not a problem.
Not a problem. You're young, you've got a lot of energy.
Love.
Feel the love. That's
feel
what I'm
the
saying.
Love.
Calvin, that's all I have to say to you. Do you have any points to make here, or should we just tell you to feel the love and hang up?
I think that Audrey and Susie should be going out soon, and that you should leave Jason alone.
The truth comes out.
You really don't want Susie to go with Jason.
Which is listening.
You just want everyone to be a homosexual.
Yes. Jason's listening right now, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
So Jason hasn't gone yet, actually. So you could score with him before he goes on his trip.
No, I'm too far away.
All right, this is what
long-distance dedications. Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem.
You, it works every time.
Okay.
Your long-distance dedication.
I think you're just going to have to learn to share and...
Share the wealth, man.
Share the wealth.
Yeah.
There you have it. It's just crazy, and here is what it is. It's just drama. You're young, and drama's good.
Drama's... You need drama when
it
you're young.
It keeps your blood a-boiling.
Yeah.
And it gives you something to write about in the yearbook when
and
you graduate.
Yeah, and it helps clear up acne, too.
It's true.
Yes, it does.
So that's all I have to say. I hope that you still want him a month from now. I hope he's still around to be had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I hope your tart comes out well. What kind of tart is it?
Oh, well, we don't have any eggs, so.
So it's not a tart,
then? We
don't
have one.
So is it like a crust with, like, chocolate chips just melted in the bottom or something?
There's no crust. That's the whole thing. I need the eggs for the crust. I don't have eggs.
Wait, pie crust? Pie crust doesn't have eggs in it.
Tart crust. Tart.
I thought tart crust was just, like...
Pie crust.
I don't know. I'm reading a book.
You can read, huh?
Yeah.
I can.
That's
wow.
pretty good.
You got one up on me.
You'd be amazed at the things you can get. Well, you know what, Calvin? We have to let you go because this just
is
not
really
compelling
boring.
Radio.
Okay. Sorry.
It's making me want to kill myself. And I'm not even a teenager.
Yeah.
So, and it takes a lot
Calvin,
more to push us over the edge.
Calvin, just share the wealth, man.
Share the wealth. Stay in school.
And
just say no.
Feel the love.
There you have it.
See you, Calvin.
Good luck. Goodbye.
Wow, okay, somebody over 20, please call. Please,
you know
please, 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 please.
We've got to take, this is the final call we're taking on this. But here's
Thank
Susie.
You.
Just straight from Long Beach. It all comes back to you. You finally get what you deserve. Trying to test that. You finally get some. Love's what I got. Don't start a riot. You feel it when the dance gets hot.
Love is what I got. I said, remember that. Love is what I got. Remember that. Love is what I got. I said, remember that. Love is what I got. My dog runs away. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle and moves right to the rock. Fuck it and fight it, it's all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane. Let the loving come back to me. I said, remember that. Love is what I got. And remember that. Love is what I got. I said, remember that. Love is what I got.
So that's see, but
vivere come ridere.